Had to dial that one up with Tommy Stevens in the room. Stone Cold Tommy Stevens.
I'm sticking with Tsunami.
No.
Tommy stop Tsunami.
It. No.
I've been trying to get that one going. I might be on my own boat, though, Tommy. Yeah.
Tommy, just tell him to stop it. It's Stone Cold Tommy Stevens.
It's hard to get better than Stone Cold Steve Austin. So it's not,
the music's good, too.
No disrespect to the Tsunami, but it's hard to top, I think. Right. So.
Are you a wrestling fan?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, at least then, growing up, right, I've kind of...
Oh, you grew up, and yeah. Then you stopped being a wrestling fan.
Saying that I grew up is a stretch, but okay.
That's a shot at our producer,
well,
Scotty.
All you have to do is take one look at producer Scott. I think he's got look at the hat,
yes,
too. Isn't that the Rock?
Hold on.
Macho Man.
I've got the shirt on.
I literally have the shirt on.
He's got the Rock shirt on. There you have.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic. Tommy Stevens, quarterback of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Jaden Dahlke, safety, linebacker. Safety, a special teamer extraordinaire for the Rough Riders in studio to get ready for the West final. Were you a wrestling fan growing up, Jaden? We were talking about how much like you were skiing and snowboarding and stuff. But
Yeah, my brother and I always played like the video games. And then once we got a trampoline, we became very accomplished at the moves and finishes. So, yeah.
Even though the shows say strictly, do not try this at home. Yeah,
we couldn't really read.
Yes.
Very well.
Yep. Yeah. Same. Yep. Me and my buddies, right to the trampoline.
Backyard wrestling with a trampoline.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. What's next? Well, let's get into football.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let's just throw our bodies at each other and
easy transition.
Run straight down at each other. Why not? But okay, we got Stone Cold Tommy Stevens. Jaden, what did Trevor Harris do the nickname thing with you? Do you have a nickname or anything you can say on the radio for a nickname?
No, I didn't do it with them. That was more of like I think that was the first round or first year he was here. He did with all the receivers. And honestly, I don't even think people know my name's Jaden. I am solely Dahlke. Yeah.
Dahlke. Oh, when you have a last name like that, yeah, it's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's fine. I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
So I know what Trevor always says, which is, I treat this game like I treat any other game. I'd be cheating our team if I treated different. Is he full of it? Like, it's the West final, Tommy. Or... Is that just the way you got to be as a pro?
I think it's just Trevor. Trevor's dialed like that. And I mean, this week's been no different as far as, you know, his preparation and how he's gone about this game. I mean, obviously the stakes are higher. I mean, it's hard to say that they're not, right? And, you know, me personally, this is my first time ever being in the second round of the playoffs. So, you know, I guess it means a little bit more. But as far as overall preparation and getting ready to play a football game, which is what we're doing, it's still the same.
I got a question about how you stay focused on the sidelines. I mean, if you're going in and out, if you're, you know, a regular member of the offense or the defense, I can see it being a little bit easier. But if you're sitting there waiting for that 3-1, I mean, how do you stay mentally prepared, guys?
Well, I mean, for me personally, I think it can be a challenge, sure. But I think overall, like, you know, going through the week and preparing as if you're the starter is helpful for that. You're able to, you know, understand what we're doing, at least offensively. And, you know, whenever a play is called, I'm going through those reps just mentally. So those are kind of the things, I guess, that I do that help.
Yeah. Jaden Dahlke, you, of course, your first chance at the pros was with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. You've seen the season end at the hand of you-know-who a couple of times that are no longer in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Here's the opportunity for this team, this core that has grown. What is this moment like to potentially get where you start? The build-it thing that Corey brought in last year,
That
now that it's almost built, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a... You know, I think we've all felt like the steady progression within like the culture of the locker room and around the building, but it's just very excited. And I think a lot of guys feel very honored and privileged to be where we're at now going into what we know are harder and harder games. So but being able to earn a first round bye was, I think, very few people on our team have ever experienced that. And like, as it got closer to reality, they're like, guys, like, this is going to be a game changer. Like, we just got to make sure that we get the work done, get that, because we'll be sitting like in an optimal spot. So now I think everybody's realizing that, and I don't think anybody wants to squander it.
We've been bouncing around the weather conversation today with the Green Zone listeners and talking about what the perfect playoff football weather is. And Jamie's the snow guy.
I don't want a blizzard.
You don't want a blizzard, but you want a little bit of snow.
A little bit of snow.
And I'm like, I want that like -5, not much of a wind chill. The ground just sort of crunches underneath of your feet. Have you guys got an opinion about what the perfect playoff football weather is? And this might be varied because we got an Indianapolis boy and then we got an Alberta boy.
The last time I played with like heavy snow on the field was my last year in university, and it's kind of ruined heavy snow games for me because I don't know if you've ever put on cleats and try to walk around in snow, but if it's not like freezing and it's only like -7 and it's just got a bunch of snow, you have like 2 inches of snow that's just built up and stuck in your cleats. So that's ruined it for me. So honestly, like anywhere from -7 to -10, that's ideal for me.
Okay.
Tommy?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. I mean, I've played in one snow game in the CFL, and it was basically exactly that. It's, you know, you feel it in your toes and your hands. But, man, I want us to use it as an advantage. You know, let's use our home field advantage as much as we can. And if it snows, like whatever it may be. I don't think those guys want snow. So, yeah.
I mean, well, we've been talking about
kitties.
Yeah, that's what we've been talking about is, will it have an impact on a team who's in Vancouver who plays in a dome or not? Like, what do you think?
Well, I think they generally still, they only play the games right in the stadium, but so they are practicing outside, but I doubt they're getting the same prairie weather that we do.
The wind tunnel that comes into Mosaic Stadium.
Tommy, coldest game you've ever played in?
It was -22.
Okay.
Yeah. That was in
the
Saskatoon.
Yeah, that was Saskatoon, Griffith Stadium.
Yeah, U of
A. Wind chill.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that. Mine wasn't that. -22. I promise you that. It was probably in that -10 Celsius range, probably. Right. I'm guessing. But
Yeah. Was that a university or?
No, that would have been that last game of 23 when I was in Calgary against Winnipeg. I'd have to check and see what the actual temperature was, but it was cold, to tell you that.
Tommy Stevens, Jaden Dahlke, they're going to stick around. If you have a question for these guys, let us know. 1-877-332-8255 as the Riders are getting set for the West final. We also need to ask, we got one defensive player and one offensive player. How impactful can you, Rider Nation, be on Saturday's West final? Bring in the noise. That's next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Nye Locker here in the Green Zone, getting ready for the West final. Tommy Stevens of the Rough Riders, Jaden Dahlke getting set against the BC Lions. Of course, nearing a sellout. I'm going to ask the defensive player first. When you're at home and it's a sold out crowd, mm-hmm. what's can you see it in the opposing offense? Like, they're getting to him.
A little bit of frustration at times for sure. It is a benefit, but throughout the week of practice, like as a defensive player and you're playing at home, you know that the crowd's going to get loud. So like you have to prepare for how you're going to communicate different checks or different like calls as well. But it is always, it always feels like they come up at the big times and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, they get a delay a game. They have a false start and it's kind of like it almost resets the drive. Like if they try to do hurry up or anything. So I definitely think that it's a momentum swinger.
I can't recall what game it was, but it was, I didn't know they changed the rule on comms in the helmets for the defensive players, and this was the first season they had it. But I think it was C.J. Revis went like this before a snap, covering his ears.
How many guys?
He's got comms. I think there's 7 or 8 of them on defense who has the comms.
7 guys with the headphones. Okay.
Yeah, and it's not like it's all coded, so somebody up top presses a button and it just gives the play call. So it's just so that, you know, there's only so many signals that you can do before people can cue onto it. And so there's different teams where we'd have billboards to like block the signalers, so we're able to just hit the play call. The guy up top hits it, and then you'll have a couple guys and on the back end that'll have it, and then a couple of linebackers and 1 or 2 D linemen that'll have it. So that way it's less communication and you're able to get a call in quick if
But you can tell the crowd was in Saskatchewan with like CJ Revis. They're all like, what's the call? What are we doing? But on the offensive side, how important is the noise on Saturday for Nathan Rourke?
Oh, yeah.
As a quarterback who's trained to call out offense and audibles and things.
Yeah. I mean, there, especially in this league, there's nothing more frustrating than pre-snap penalties. That's, I mean, penalties that happen before the play even starts is, that's a quick way to be off the field, right? And so, you know, it's just as important as any aspect of the game, in my opinion. I mean, it is a crucial piece to, you know, our success. And, you know, I think that, that Rider Nation has been awesome. And at least in my first year of experiencing it, it has been awesome to be on this side of it versus the other. So,
because when you were in Calgary, there was some loud games here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was always tough. It was always tough playing here, and it was always loud, no matter what. Like, regardless of how many people may have been here, I mean, it may have been a low-end game, maybe that you guys were used to. Maybe it wasn't as you know, to your standard, but, man, it was still loud. It was still loud. So, yeah, those are – it's a crucial piece. And, you know, even the offensive guys, when they're on the field, I mean, we can get energy from that. So it's a huge piece.
I love it when it gets louder when there's penalty gets called, and then they're like, let's go!
Yeah.
A quick question, Tommy, for you and celebrating when you make a big play. You're an exciting player to watch, but do you think about it ahead of time, or is it complete intuition?
Yeah, I mean, I tried to I remember back in college, I was like, man, I need something that's like kind of my own. Yeah. And that, I was like, man, I'm just not really that creative. So I was like, yeah, whatever ends up happening on the field is purely just what I'm feeling in the moment, with exception to the spike when I score. Like that was planned.
Okay.
And the goal was to pop a football. Maybe. It'd be sweet, right? Yeah. Like, so
might be cold enough.
Might be cold
this
enough.
Weekend.
Maybe. I gotta find a rock. Take a small rocket, boom! Yeah.
So was when you are rehabbing recently, like, what was it like when the doc finally said, "Tommy, you're going to be good to go for the West Final"?
Oh, it was awesome, and that was kind of the you know, the vision, I guess. Once I figured out that I was going to be down, is because I was pretty shocked. Like, I didn't think that I was going to miss any time. I thought it was just, you know, normal wear and tear. I mean, because it happened early in the Edmonton game, finished the game, and wasn't really. And honestly, like, there's actually a muscle in my back that I pulled in that game as well, and that hurt way more than, you know, than the leg. So I was shocked, obviously disappointed. I mean, missing time's never fun, and you know, anybody that's been hurt will tell you it's a pretty isolating feeling being in there when everybody's outside. It makes you really appreciate, you know, football, and so so it was tough.
You guys got together as a team to watch the semis on Saturday. I'm wondering, what was the menu like?
Yeah, Corey said they're going to get fed well. So,
yeah, brisket, chicken, mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
I think that.
There we go.
What else they have? That was the main for me.
Yeah,
brisket,
same.
A little bit of mac and cheese.
That was what I was looking for too.
Jay, correct me if I'm wrong. Was your family Rider fans in Alberta?
My parents both grew up in Saskatchewan, and then when they graduated and they moved from Prince Albert to Red Deer. So then my uncle growing up, I got more into watching NFL because Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, you know, those are tough not to watch. But then if we were watching ACFL, my uncle Tyler is still to this day, his rec room in his basement is painted all green. He's a big Rider fan still to this day.
Half of Alberta is from Saskatchewan.
Oh, I know. I worked in Edmonton. I remember the Elks home games back in the day when I was a sideline reporter. A lot of Kelly Green in the crowd.
They make a lot of money at those Commonwealth games from Saskatchewan.
Well, gents, thank you so much for joining us here on the Green Zone, guys, and dropping in on studio. Best of luck, and hope to see you and do some interviews with you in Winnipeg next week.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Jaden Dahlke, Stone Cold Tommy Stevens here on
Tommy Tsunami,
the Green Zone. Jamie Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Another thing, if you can't make it to the Rider game, remember, you can buy your 50-50 tickets online. Riders50-50.ca is where you can buy the 50-50 tickets. Jackpot is climbing, maybe $500,000. Maybe it'll get to $1 million. We'll see where we get to. Plus, remember, early bird.
Yeah, I want to mention that because there's that Costa Rica package that's
early
up for
bird,
grabs.
Yeah, early bird prize.
That's on my list.
All-inclusive. I've been to Costa Rica. It is awesome.
That's on my bucket list.
Thankfully.
Portugal, too. But Costa Rica.
Well, my friend, the gentleman I was texting during the baseball playoffs, next door neighbor, shout out to Luke, he got married in Costa Rica. So that was a great trip. Bunch of buddies from high school down in Costa Rica with our families. It was a blast.
This plus trip the way with the 50-50 is like all-inclusive.
All-inclusive Liberia, Costa Rica, five-star resort. That's the early bird prize. Of course, you can win some cash money when it comes to the Riders 5050.ca. As you can log on, buy those tickets. Maybe you want to buy them ahead of the game, buy them at the game, but you can get them online before the West Final when they take on the BC Lions. But our question to you today is this. What is your ideal football playoff weather? Here on the prairies, when you think playoff football, what's the temperature? What are the conditions? What would you love to greet the BC Lions with? Or are you like Britton Gray? What a lame answer. He wants perfect conditions so we get to see the great caliber of play with no weather implications whatsoever.
That's not football.
That's not Canadian football. That's not football in November in Canada. Look at some of the legendary moments. The Rocket running down in the wind chill in Winnipeg while someone throws a beer can at him from the stands. Don't throw beer at the players. You also have Eddie Brown, the kick up to his hands with the football in the snow in Hamilton. You have remember the snow game, the Toronto Argonauts, the Calgary Stampeders in Ottawa, Shania Twain on the dog sled coming out. I just love the pictures, the images of the
you want
big
snow.
Snow. I don't mean a blizzard, just that snow coming down. Cold temperatures, that is Canadian playoff football.
Same with the snow, and Jaden brought it up. Interesting, right? Someone who's played in these snow games and these...
Footing becomes an issue.
Right? Good Alberta boy. He was like, it's got to be cold enough where the snow is not sticky. So you want it below -5, -7, -8 kind of a thing. Darby texted in earlier. She wants like -5 with no wind. Sounds like the perfect temperature for a football game.
Let's go to Wayne in Saskatoon. Wayne, what is it? What's your perfect playoff forecast?
Probably 0 degrees at kickoff. And, it's windy, maybe 20, 25 kilometers by the second half. You're at like -7 or -8 with a wind chill. Forget about it. And the snow swirling. Yeah. I'd rather that than when I've been to the Rider game where it's, you're in the sun and you're pretty much dying.
Yes, it's 35 degrees outside and you're sitting on the sunny side and getting just blasted. Need a couple of more Long Island iced teas. I get you. I get you, Wayne. So Wayne's forecast is pretty much what we got for the 2013 Grey Cup. That was a wild... It was interesting. It was Tommy Stevens who was just joining us. And if you missed it, a couple of Riders stopped in, Jaden Dahlke and Tommy Stevens. And he said he wanted to pop a football.
Yeah.
They were popping footballs, punting the balls at practice the week of the 2013 Grey Cup. The Riders practiced indoors more than the Hamilton Tiger Cats did, but I think it was Josh Bartel was the punter of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and it was so cold, the bladder inside the footballs would pop, would break because of how cold it was, then the force of the impact of the foot onto the ball, it would go, boof. That's how cold that week was. And then all of a sudden, game day, I saw people wearing T-shirts going into the game. It was 1-2 degrees. It was a beautiful Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was even better when the Riders smoked the Tiger Cats to win the Grey Cup.
So the forecast for Saturday is -6 for the high, right?
-6 is a high, -15 as a low. Clear skies, doesn't sound like it's going to be a lot of wind.
That can change, but...
Well, who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. Brad sent us a text earlier. He likes minus 10. So that Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans' tears freeze before they hit the ground.
That's not nice.
So he doesn't have to slip on his way out celebrating the Lions' win.
DJ says, I like perfect conditions. I can't stand sitting for 3 hours in cold. It's brutal. If I was in a warm booth like you, Jamie, I'd be okay with some snow, though. I've sat in snow games. I was doing sidelines in snow games in Edmonton. It's not dirty this
out. I don't.
You should have seen me in my snow in my snowsuit. Remember that who was with me in the 1995 Grey Cup, the Baltimore Stallions against the Calgary Stampeders. I think I had 85 layers on and I still almost froze. They almost had to shut down the temporary stands because of the wind that day. There was scuttlebutt that might happen. It's like, whew, that was a cold one.
So if it's minus 10 in the stands with not much of a wind on Saturday for the West final.
That's bearable.
I'm still snow panting it, though, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even if it's zero, you probably want to throw those on.
Snow pants and one or two more beer.
Whiskey helps, too. 1-877-332-8255. Sheldon. He's saying he bought some game tickets today for the West Final. Just bought the 50-50 tickets. He's all set. Bring on the putty tats, says Sheldon.
That Costa Rica, that early bird prize, the cutoff is tomorrow at 5 o'clock, everybody. Just a heads up on the 50-50, the Riders 50-50.
Now Les says the perfect day to play against the BC Lions is -8 snowing and 30K winds. It would make for a perfect ground game.
So I got a question about the impact of weather on the kicking game, because you got a kicker coming in that doesn't miss, right?
Sean White, yeah.
He is what does it have to be to impact his game outside of snow? What kind of wind do you want to mess with Sean White's head?
You want a wind probably coming from the south, which is straight through Pill Country.
Yeah.
Because then it would hit that north end zone. Then it would swirl around.
Yeah.
And it would be a little bit more complicated. But down at field level, kicking towards Pill Country, it would probably feel like it's not that much. Well, they'd still feel windy, but it's not. But once the ball gets up there, can get tricky. Now, that's why you go with Brett Lawther. Brett Lawther knows the wind in that stadium better than anybody else on what it's going to do and how it's going to impact the game. And yes, we're bringing up the kicker. Chris says, can we just have a nice fall weather day like today? I want to sit there, enjoy the game, have an expensive beer, have some eats, watching the players do their thing without freezing our tails off. There's nothing good about having a Grey Cup in late November outdoors. Did that once. Never again. Move the season to the end of October, first week of November. And, well, Chris, remember, when the Grey Cup is in Regina in 2027, the date is November the 7th.
They are moving it up a bit. Now, we've had some question marks about why they do it the way they do, and I think a lot of it is tradition, but I think there are other decisions outside of that based on competition with other sports.
NHL playoffs go into June now.
So, you're hard pressed to get that much movement on playoff games. So it was.
And if you move it up too soon, they could be. Training camps might be in snow in April if you move it up. And then you're like, why are we at the start of the season in snow and bad weather? We should move the start of the season back. It's hard to try to figure out. The three bye weeks don't help. So if they change the field dimensions and can get a 10th team in the United States, maybe that schedule could help and the Grey Cup could be played in October. Just saying. 1-877-332-8255. DJ responded back saying he's still trying to thaw out from some of those cold weather games. Tim says snow and cold weather games are only in November. I want to see the caliber of football we see in the bulk of the season. Winter weather ruins the Grey Cup. Start the season earlier. Have the game in BC place only.
I'm against that, Tim. I like the fact that we've got something interesting in the CFL, and weather brings an interesting wrinkle into the playoffs at the end of the year.
David, what's your perfect playoff forecast?
Yeah, is this me?
Yep, David, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I think pretty close to what it's they're forecasting for Saturday. A nice, you know, cool 5 to 10 degrees and not too terrible of wind. And, you know, a few snowflakes fall, that's okay, too. But, yeah, but...
So you like this forecast coming up for Saturday, you're like, yeah, there it is. Perfect. That's a perfect
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely, I think so. For that should be... Both teams should be able to still play pretty good in it, and... But, you know, it might cool off by later in the game in the second half. Maybe the old Lions' hands will freeze up or something. But anyways, I was just wondering, you got to wonder with, Dimwitty there, going to Ottawa. Why wouldn't Toronto give him that same offer as they kind of got a GM that really doesn't want to be there, I don't think, anyways. But
well, the GM is...
They don't want Dimwitty anymore.
The GM is Pinball Clemens, so you could use, like, you could easily give Ryan Dinwiddie the GM job. Pinball would be president, whatever you want to call him, vice president of football operations, like they do with Sean Burke. I raised that earlier. We're going to talk to Dave Naylor about this tomorrow. Like, was this just a relationship that was done anyways? Like, Ryan was done with Toronto. Toronto was done with him, and Ottawa came calling.
That's what it feels like.
It feels like that. And then, of course, is Mike O'Shea next to be the head coach in Toronto? All right.
Because O'Shea feels...
People are already going, O'Shea has talked about potentially moving back to Ontario. He's a former Argo legend.
He seems like he's running out of runway in Winnipeg, too.
It's hard to be a long-term coach in football. Dave Naylor tomorrow will have some details. Daryl Davis also coming up. A double take with Daryl on the move of Ryan Dinwiddie. What his perfect playoff weather would be for Saturday's West Final and more coming up. Plus our game of the night on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Talking about cold weather games, Quentin in Vanscoy doesn't make a point. New York City, yeah. Buffalo, New York. Cleveland, although they don't rarely get playoff games. Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Minnesota has a dome. Detroit has a dome. But like Seattle, like
the
bad weather games.
In Buffalo? Are they? I can't remember if they're putting a dome on that. They can't be.
The new Highmark Stadium in Buffalo? That would lose a little luster, wouldn't it? It might actually have a roof. I'm not quite sure. Now, there's a debate in here. We had that conversation in the Green Zone Lounge. Should they put a roof on Mosaic Stadium when they built it? Just throwing it out
there.